Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and the Women of Faith, the Farewell Tour. It's called Loved, and I love that. And they're coming to Phillips Arena January 22nd and 23rd. And one of the speakers, Miss Thelma Wells, joins us. Actually, she's a Mrs. She's been married over 54 years. That is amazing, Miss Thelma.
It is.
That is amazing. Amazing. I read that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's all of her life.
It's just about it. I got married at 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yes. So the same man.
I know. That's the amazing part. Okay. Not that you were married 50 something years, but that to the same man.
It is such a blessing.
That is such a blessing.
Yeah, it really is
in this day and time because, you know, we, I ain't gonna get on that subject.
Okay. Somebody asked me the other day, how can you stay married to somebody that long? And I said, first of all, when God put you together, you know, that's one thing. The second thing is that you got to be in love.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be in love. You're not in, you know, you're not all the time happy. But you're in love, and you have to talk to each other and work it out and pray.
I think too that you have to like the person. Sometimes you can love them and not like them.
Yeah. That, you know, that's true. Mm-hmm. But I really like this guy.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! You guys have three children.
Yeah, three children, 9 grandchildren, 4 great grandchildren.
All right. Moving right along. That's great.
Yeah.
So you have time to tour all over the world. And this group of ladies have been doing this for a while. And now the tour, this is the last time, right?
Well, it really isn't the last time for Women of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the last time for us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been with them for 20 years.
Wow.
And we're passing the torch to younger women
mm-hmm.
who are so capable, oh my goodness, of carrying on the torch. Now, it may not be called Women of Faith next year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There may be a different name to it, Beloved or something, but the same premise for helping women in their everyday lives, for bringing people to Christ, for loving on women, for bringing joy, hilarity, if you will,
mm-hmm.
to them, will still be that focus.
Well, that's fantastic. When I looked at the group of ladies and I said, oh, that's awesome. They've got some young ones. They got some ones in the middle and they've got some seasoned saints. And I said, this is phenomenal because you all get to learn from each other.
That's right. That's right. And we've mentored each other. Those of us who have been with the Women of Faith for 20 years, we've mentored each other. We've been with each other in our sadnesses and in our sicknesses and all that. In fact, when I walked in to Allentown, Pennsylvania, the very first conference in 1996, my heart was changed from a heart of not liking women,
mm-hmm.
to tell you the truth,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to respecting and loving these women because they're real. All these 20 years, these women have lived up to what they talked about.
That's good.
Each of us have our own personalities and our own stories, but we're all authentic women of God.
You know, and that makes the difference.
Refreshing.
Mm-hmm. That makes the difference. So, you know, you just touched on something that we talk about all the time is women and women. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's very difficult. You get around some women who are not like-minded, like-spirited, and it becomes very difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. In fact, they have different goals, different ways of doing things. And in fact, I had gotten out of every organization of women except the church
mm-hmm.
when I met these wonderful women.
Mm-hmm.
And their attitudes, et cetera, brought me back to trusting women.
Yeah.
Because we're not so trusting
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of each other. And it's so sad, though. But I had started 2 organizations and had women come into that. I quit.
You quit your own organization.
Because they wanted to do fish fries and bake sales and stuff. And I wanted to elevate
us
to being able to see greater things than that.
Right.
And that didn't happen, so I just quit.
Wow. That's kind of deep. And then you walk in. So how did you get, invited? How did you walk into that?
Okay, I got invited. A young lady came to my office in 1995, actually, 1996, and said, I want you to go and do a women's conference. And I said, oh, no, ma'am. Not me. I don't like women. I'm not going.
Oh, my gosh.
And she said, well, pray about it. What is it that you don't like? I said, I don't like the fact that they're not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, just try it. Pray about it. And I said to her, okay, I just prayed about it. I'm not going.
Wow.
And she said, oh, please. So I said, this is the thing I said. I said, if every day that you want me to travel with these women is available next year on my calendar, I will go.
Mm-hmm.
If one day is not available, I will not go. Well, you know the story, don't you, Wanda?
I do. Because God said, God got you, didn't he?
I was traveling and speaking 300 days a year. And I knew that was not going to happen.
That's right.
But God said yes.
Yes, that's right. That's amazing.
And it's been absolutely a wonderful ride. I mean, even when I was sick, I have had some sicknesses and other things, and they have too.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we've always been sisters. We've always been sisters with our different ways that we were brought up, et cetera. But all of us joined together, hand in hand, loving each other, consoling each other, never competing with each other,
mm-hmm.
never,
mm-hmm.
never competing, but telling people what our stories are and blending our stories with that of what God wants us to share with
them.
Right. And it's been a wonderful 20-year ride.
And what I love about the stories is that you also give women hope because you tell them how you got through everything, how you came out on the other side.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we're not quite out, we tell them how we are working on getting
out. Right. We're working through it right now. Right? Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness. You're coming to Atlanta and for 2 days. So mm-hmm. we are looking forward to Women of Faith and this farewell tour. So tell us, you know, what's going to be special during the tour? You got a lot of different things going on as well.
Oh, my goodness, yes. During the tour, we're going to have the oldies. I call them our oldies, but our goodies,
mm-hmm.
okay, are going to be there. We have special guests coming that are going to speak, and I don't want to tell you all about everything because
okay.
I want you to come,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
okay? We start on that Friday night at 7:30. And the doors open at 5:30, so you got to get in, get your seat. Well, you got to buy a seat first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's go and get those seats. And then building 429
mm-hmm.
is going to do the wonderful concert. You know, I'm from old school, and I thought, I don't know whether I want to hear them or not. But guess what? I want to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great surprises that I will give you is that Sandy Patty sings with her entire family.
That's my girl.
And me too.
I love Sandy Patty.
Girl, for years and
mm-hmm.
years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see heaven open, you come and hear Sandy Patty and her family.
Wow.
Another delight is that my granddaughter, who is 10 years of age, travels with her mother and me,
mm-hmm.
and she sings at Women of Faith on the stage with me.
Okay.
So after I finish talking about my message, and my message talks about generations
mm-hmm.
And how God has allowed me to witness and experience 8 generations in my life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then she stands in this generation and sings, Jesus loves me, this I know.
Okay.
That has been a highlight
mm-hmm.
of the conference. People cry, people wail, they whatever. Not because they're sad, I don't think, but because there is the knowledge that God knows us.
Absolutely.
He sees us. He loves
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
He cares for us. And this is what the conference is about. is to tell people you are loved. God loves you. I don't care where you've been, what you've done, how you've acted, what you've said. There is no way that you can destroy the love of God toward you.
You know, Thelma, that's so interesting because you would think, as much as, you know, the gospel is preached and all of that, sometimes that's the one thing that has not reached the heart, is that God loves you. And depending on where that person is and how they receive it, sometimes it's the exact thing that they need to hear at that time. Just that simple thing that God loves you.
Absolutely. And we've heard that from testimonies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There have been people at the conferences that said, my last hope was to come to this conference and get something from it because I was going to commit suicide.
Wow.
Other people have said, I was leaving my husband. We were breaking up. But now I have hope. Others who are strung out on drugs. We have all kinds of people coming. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And they decide to make a change in their lives. I have asked in the conferences, and I will ask this in Atlanta, how many grandmothers are now raising your grandchildren?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is amazing how many women stand up and say, I am raising my grandchildren. I did not want this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But this is my plot in life. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. The first time I did it, there was a gentleman in the audience, and he said, I thought that was so silly for you to say that.
Wow.
He came to me and told me. Mm. He said, because, you know, grandparents don't raise their grandchildren.
Yes, they do.
And I said, the statistics show that over 400,000 grandparents are raising their grandchildren, and that's more, that statistic to me is more than 2 years ago.
Right.
So you've got in the United States, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you've got all of these grandparents and great grandparents. Oh yeah,
right. That's big mama raising some.
Mm-hmm, younger.
Mm-hmm.
They are raising their children because of circumstances. They are raising their grandchildren rather because of circumstances with their children. And it's amazing. It's amazing to be able to love on them and hug them. Because my great-grandmother raised me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why did he think that was a silly thing to ask?
He didn't believe that it was so.
Ah.
Yeah, he didn't believe. He just could not imagine that parents were not raising their children.
Where has he been?
He was looking at that from his perspective.
Okay, where has he been?
Under a rock somewhere.
Under
maybe.
A serious rock.
Know.
Yes.
But you know what? He was not concerned mm-hmm. about finding out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he assumed that parents were raising their children.
Not so.
He came to me and he said, Thelma, I could not believe it. The word that you are giving is so strong and so powerful about generations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so thank you for doing this.
Wow.
His eyes were open.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Good. He's a sweetheart anyway. But his eyes were open.
And, you know, that generation of women, those two generations of women, grandmother and great-grandmother, oftentimes are really struggling. Sometimes they have 3, 4, 5 kids. I've met them. I did foster care for a while. So I've met these parents, these grandparents and great-grandparents who are struggling to raise their daughters or their sons' kids.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They need
and
hope.
In my family, my niece is raising her now 4 grandchildren.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
From a daughter that many of us have, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the baby. Okay, I'm gone.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we have to pray for.
Yeah, we do.
These families. We have to pray for these mothers and fathers who are abandoning their children. Are whose children are taken away from them mm-hmm. for whatever reason. I mean, Women of Faith is more than just a conference. Women of Faith is a movement of women who care about each other, who long to be able to encourage, inspire, motivate each other, who pray for each other's salvation for the audiences that are there, and who actually does some of the dirty work. I remember when Barbara Johnson was there and some others, she found a woman hiding. The woman was hiding from her pimp.
Mm.
She had no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? She was taken into the locker room, bathed, given money, put on the bus so she could go away from this person mm-hmm. who was abusing her.
Wow.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not just we stand up there and sound cute. Okay. But this is a ministry of helping people become better, helping people be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, helping people to understand that they are somebody and that God loves them. He sees them. He enjoys being their master.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just a conference.
Because you think about,
I said, I can't stand it, girl.
On that level that, you know, a lot of people, and it's a cliche, but a lot of people really do pay attention to what you do and not what you say.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see a sermon any day.
Me too.
Than hear one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You see Jesus in the work of it, you know, and that is just phenomenal. On Saturday, the doors open at 8 a.m. and the event runs from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's just going to be authors and musicians and speakers and all that great stuff for everybody to enjoy.
That's right. That's right. And on Friday night, I think I mentioned that, but the doors open at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and they can get into the event. It's from 7 until 10.
10. Mm-hmm.
And also, there's so much material that people can leave with.
Mm-hmm.
That can help them after the conference is over. All of us have written books. All of our books are designed to give hope and to help people in their situations where they are, to make them laugh. You know, we love to laugh. Yeah, and we have compelling stories in there. Laugh out loud stories, you know,
mm-hmm.
heart-tugging stories,
mm-hmm.
music, rejuvenating worship. All of that happens in this day and a half of this full day on Saturday
mm-hmm.
and Friday night. And anybody who has not gotten their tickets for Women of Faith, they need to go on today and get them, because we are delighted to be coming to Atlanta where there's good food.
Yes, that's true.
There's a mighty good food, mighty good company, and mighty good people who will come to the conference. And I say good because everybody's good. As the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
We just have some hang-ups sometimes, but you have to come to get over your hang-ups, okay?
So
and that's what we're wanting you to do.
This is why they call you Mama T.
Girl, yes, they do. I love that, too. I love being called Mama T. I want everybody in the world to call me Mama T.
Okay.
The conference that I'm doing next year,
mm-hmm.
The next 3 years, actually, is called Generation Love, where we're bringing families together
mm-hmm.
in a harmony. All families have a problem,
yes.
one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But those problems should not divide the family.
Right.
And now in the days that are so critical, so critical, in the days that are getting worse and worse, we got to band together as one unit in our family, not just our immediate family, but our extended
right.
families.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's going to bring us through.
That's
it's
right.
going to bring walking together children and not get weary. But that really is a great camp meeting
mm-hmm.
in the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
And we must
mm-hmm.
prepare for that now while we can.
Mama T, tell everybody about the Bee Club.
Oh, I wear a bumblebee all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this bumblebee says to Thelma Wells and to everybody that you can BEE your best. If number one, you believe in yourself. Number two, you eliminate the effects of negativity. Number three, you work for eternal value. And number four is success. So B plus E plus E equals S. When you get into the B Club, you get a lot of things that are either discounted or free
mm-hmm.
by being a part of the Bumblebee Club. So I invite people to go to my website, look at everything on it. I have two sites, Thelma at ThelmaWells.com, and then I have That A Girl Enrichment Tours. That A Girl. So that's T-H-A-T-A G-I-R-I-D-I-R-L, I can't even spell, enrichment. But go on my website. See what's going on. Go on the rest of the speakers' website. See what they have that you can take advantage of and learn from and grow from. Because God has given us so many things that can help anybody, young or old, red and yellow, black and white. Everybody's precious in His sight.
All right. All right. And it's womenoffaith.com/Atlanta for more information, for tickets, for websites, speakers, listings. Everything is right there. womenoffaith.com/Atlanta. Mama T, Thelma Wells, we cannot wait to see you right here in Atlanta. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Twanda. You're wonderful.